Tell us about the step-free access that Lotswood Park is going to get.
Well, we're celebrating the fact that our campaign run by Merton and Kingston Liberal Democrats to get step-free access at Motspur Park Station is now successful. It'll take a little while, but they've given the green light and we're going to get step-free access here, which is great, not just for disabled people, but for elderly people, for mothers with kids in pushchairs. This will actually be great news, particularly in these difficult times.
What other stations are going to get step-free access? Because there's a lot along the network rail and in Borough Kingston and surrounds that don't have step-free access.
Yeah, well, in my constituency in Kingston, we've campaigned successfully for step-free access in stations like Kingston, like New Malden, like Surbiton, like Chessington South. But I've got my eyes on other stations so people can enjoy step-free access. Like Tolworth, we're trying to do a scheme out. We're trying to focus on Malden Manor. But, you know, I'd like to focus on all the rest of them, so Berylands, Chessington North. I think every train station, you know, should have step-free access, and it's taken too long, and the government's got to make this a much bigger priority.
Ed, can I ask you about the cost of living? So I spoke to a single mum earlier, and she's really struggling with the costs associated with energy prices and fuel prices and food prices. What has the council done to help people on low incomes and families who are struggling?
Well, the cost of living is the biggest issue on the doorstep. People are really worried about their heating bills, their motoring bills, their food bills, and also the big tax rises from the Conservative government, some of which are hitting the poorest the most. The council's kept its council tax rise down. Kingston's one of the lowest council tax rises this year in London, and it's trying to work with the local authority to help with things like food banks and others. But actually, we need national government. They've got the biggest levers. So Liberal Democrats have called for a tax cut. We've called for VAT to be cut by 2.5%. That's worth £600 a year for the average family. That's the sort of bold measure that Liberal Democrats want, and we can't see why the Conservatives are not doing it.
But I mean, the council tax still went up by 3.9%, is it, in Kingston? That's still quite a large chunk.
The council bit, not the mayoral bit, the GLA bit, that's Sadiq Khan, the council bit went up by less than 2%. The problem we have in Kingston is that we get almost no grant support from central government. The Conservative government thinks that Kingston's wealthy and doesn't need any help. Indeed, when the Conservatives were running Kingston Council, they welcomed the fact that we were getting no grant. And yet, if Kingston had the average grant that the average London borough gets, our council tax would be zero. But boroughs like Wandsworth get huge amounts in government grant support, which means they can keep their council tax down. Kingston Council is actually a low spending authority compared to many others. It's just this unfairness in the grant system.
Do you have any tips or advice for people struggling, like how can they kind of benefit from any of the council schemes or any help that the council offers?
Well, we need to make sure that more and more people are aware of what is available, where they can get help, particularly maybe some extra support on tax credits or benefits, whether there's they can access things like the food banks or other things that are available. And I'm determined that we can work with the voluntary sector and government departments, frankly, to make sure people are getting what they are entitled to.
Okay, one other question about Kingfisher. So there's a big hoo-ha about the swimming pool and what's going on. What are the plans? It's very confusing for residents. What is going on with the Kingfisher swimming pool?
I'm so excited about the plans. We've had four rounds of public consultation. Over 4,000 people have engaged with that council consultation, and they're excited too. For far too long, the swimming pool there has been below par, and under the Conservatives, they were supposed to rebuild it. They didn't, and it just fell into disrepair and had to be closed because it was actually falling from the roof, and it was a real health risk. So the council's taken a very bold decision, I think. Rather than spending £5 or £6 million just refurbishing it, which would have meant you still had an old building and not very sort of fit for purpose and really poor for accessibility for disabled people, really relevant here with the disabled access, we're going to build a new pool, and that's what's got people excited, because it will be state of the art. It will be exactly what Kingston people deserve. And we've got a really good plan for it, a good financial plan, a good environmental plan, so that it's really more environmentally efficient. So it's really exciting.